Since his son was killed by an improvised explosive device last year, Kastner has been fighting a one-man battle to convince the military to replace what he says are poorly armored Humvees that become death traps when they hit a roadside bomb. He says his son's Wisconsin National Guard unit has received 30 new better armored vehicles in the past few months to use in trucking PX supplies to U.S. bases in Iraq, but they're still unable to use them.
Because there's a shortage of people to train them. So they're still going out in the tin cans and the Humvees. The things that make the difference on the ground over there are being ignored while everybody's obsessed with the, you know, the bigger question, but we have to support the people that are on the ground.
Kastner says he supports sending more troops, but he'd like to see a radical change in the current U.S. strategy, which he calls just an attempt to police a sectarian civil war.
If our mission is redefined to sweep the country, bottle up the militants, then demand their surrender, and annihilate them if they don't surrender, there won't be very many IEDs being placed.
Kastner acknowledges that there's little support for that strategy among Wisconsin's congressional delegation, now dominated by Democrats. All but Senator Herb Kohl have come out against increasing troop levels, and the three Republicans have all said they are open to the president's proposal for a troop surge. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.